Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I don't find what Scott Boras is doing to be cute at all. I don't find it to be funny, especially when we're sitting here as a fan base that is certainly skeptical that he's going to advise his client to sign here. If I were represented by someone that was going to speak publicly, I would not want him doing this BS. What you just heard there during the update, his little play on words, Scooble is metrically dominant both in advanced and traditional measures. He's truly a saber-proof tiger, S-A-B-R, one of the metrics, saber-proof tiger, one of the metric ratings. Then he does a Scooby-Doo reference in the vehicle from the old cartoon that the dog Scooby-Doo and the gang used to drive around in, called the Mystery Machine. If you want to look at the tail of the tiger without Scoobs, they're a mystery machine. Shut up. I think this is embarrassing. I think it's toying with fans' emotions. I usually don't take this stuff so seriously, honestly, because it's for the most part irrelevant. I will just say that if that were somebody representing me in some sort of negotiation, publicly, I would not want him doing that. Publicly, I wouldn't want him saying much at all, and I want him to be vague as hell. But at the end of the day, I can't stand this stuff. This person would not represent me publicly. And it doesn't make me any better or worse than anybody else. I just don't think it's the kind of thing that he should be joking around about. Now, he's doing it for other players. And other that he represents. So, I mean, Ranger Suarez, he said something about the team that gets him will be Rangerous. Hysterical play on words. There are fan bases that are emotionally tied to these players that want to see them come back. Your little limericks and jokes don't go over real well. And I mean, Scooble, I suppose, could shut it down. Now, there was this. Cody Stavenhagen, I got the quotes, covers the Tigers for The Athletic. He had the quotes about the saber-proof tiger and the mystery machine. He also said this. Scott Boras on whether spring or opening day could be a cutoff for any Tarek Scooble extension talks. Quote, we've always been a listener. That's always been our attitude. At this point, my main instructions are to listen to anything they have to say. Well, that's great. But I find these things to be so distasteful. under what is, you know, if we're going to try to understand, like, and I, Scooble has every right to seek the biggest contract he can possibly find. So, I'm not mad at him for that by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm not even mad at him for signing Scott Boras. And I'm not even mad at him for really Boras doing this stuff. But it starts to, like, if he signs elsewhere after next year, and, you know, he gets to free agency and he goes and signs a massive contract with the Mets, I don't know, man. It doesn't feel like it engenders any understanding on the behalf of the fan base that you are leaving. Whatever. Irritated. With that said, interesting ESPN insider report that the Pistons are amongst the teams that could be a suitor for Anthony Davis of the Dallas Mavericks. We have one caller that said they understood it, because that person thinks that Anthony Davis can take this team over the top of the East and make them a true championship contender. He also said, as opposed to being irrelevant, I do not think they are trending towards being irrelevant. Now, we can't be fooled, right? Like, okay, let's look at this. We've gone through this before. Best record in the conference. Tigers had the best record in the American League for much of the baseball season. In the end, they weren't the best team in the American League. This Piston team, right now, best record in the Eastern Conference. Can you make a case that they are going to have the same fate that was awaiting the Tigers? Sort of. I mean, and I'm not even sure they can prove anything in the regular season. Pistons, okay, what team could they go beat that would make you go, okay, they're a true contender? Or that would convince you, that authenticate your feelings that they are a true contender? That only team, to me, is Oklahoma City. And the problem is, no matter what happens between now and then, I shouldn't say no matter what happens, but it's most likely that game, the first time they play, which is in late February, unfortunately, then they don't play again till late March, it'll probably mean more to Detroit than it means to Oklahoma City. And what I mean by that is, Oklahoma City likely isn't thinking, hey, this is a measuring stick game for us. The Pistons will probably be thinking it's a measuring stick game for them. So, you know, if you think the Pistons are just like the Tigers, in that you don't think they're really the best team in the game, I mean, I'm not even sure that makes you want to trade for Anthony Davis, the often injured Anthony Davis, whose stories and injuries have been well documented. And look, there are other players that are injury prone that I'm okay with taking chances on. Not one that takes up $58 million of cap space next year, and not one that you would have to send that much capital the other direction to go get, right?
Yeah, this isn't like a free player that's out there. You're going to give up a lot financially, like you mentioned, and also in the form of assets. You're going to give up a lot of your young players because this team is already young. Maybe some of these guys are possible core guys moving forward that you're going to move to get a guy who's going to be 33 before the year's over, and he's going to be probably injured again at some point during this year, because that's what his resume has shown us. Now, when healthy, when he was in his prime, there is no doubt Anthony Davis is a stud. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. But you can't just look at it like that. You got to look at all that comes with it and what you're giving up. And to me, it's just completely not worth it, especially when you have the number one seed right now. I would go elsewhere if you're looking for a big splash. Trajan Langdon doesn't seem like he's a big splash kind of guy to me. But if he were to make a big splash, Anthony Davis is not the name I want.
Well, it would appease the group that wants to make Detroit teams to make a big splash. Those that have been yelling and screaming about the Red Wings / Tigers / Lions. Well, here's a big splash. Here's a big name. But this falls into the strong pass category for me.
Yeah, it just reeks of Blake Griffin all over again.
And you know what it reeks of? It reeks of something started on the other side. I, for the most part, don't believe this to be true. I think the people that are running the Pistons are really, really smart. And I don't know under any argument that this would be a risk worth taking. I mean, I guess the only thing that could happen is you could trade for him and he'd help lead you to an NBA championship, and then people would be sold, which is the ultimate goal. But unless he were to do that, because right now, Like, I saw one text that said, no matter what you believe, they're not a championship contender this season. That's fine. They're set up to be around for a long time. Why mortgage any part of the future for this kind of gamble? Okay, they don't win the NBA championship this season. They're just getting started. Their core is so young. And if you can keep this group together and then make some smart moves, additions, the one thing that they might be able to take advantage of that hasn't been the case in forever is that in Detroit, we may have a team that others want to play for. We may have a team that free agents aren't afraid to sign with. We may have a team that players may waive their no-trade clause to come play for Detroit. That's new. And that's something that you don't have to be. You know what? Anthony Davis would be a move that's made by a desperate team that can't get anybody else. That's not us anymore. They can get others. Doug Harsh, 97.1. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Andrew. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Andrew?
I'm doing great, Doug. It's finally nice to talk to you. I'm a lifelong listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you very much. First-time caller. Appreciate it.
But I had to call in and talk about the Pistons because throughout every day I listen to you and Gator from the time you're on, I don't hear you guys talk about them as much as I wish, and obviously they're finally great now, and it's great to hear the talk. But to hear you guys talk about Kendrick Perkins' loudmouth, freaking Anthony Davis trade, I can't tolerate it. And also, who's on with you? Is it Rieger?
Kang.
Okay, Kang. All right, Kang. I will not respect the Blake Griffin disrespect at all. He was one of my favorite players growing up, and when we traded for him, it was the happiest I ever was because I watched years of just bad basketball. Like, I'm a diehard Pistons fan. And when they traded for Blake, oh, man, he was a different player. He wasn't athletic. He wasn't at Lob City. But he turned into one of these awesome offensive players. And you got to give him some credit. He had a 50-point game with us. Like, come on, man. Like, I know we didn't have much around him at the time, but, like, he gave everything. Do you remember what happened to his knee? He gave it all for us. Like, I can't stand what happened to Blake with the Pistons, because I felt like they ruined one of my favorite players. Like, and it wasn't just the Pistons' fault. Like, he wanted to play too on that knee. But I mean, if the Pistons traded for Anthony Davis, in all caps, I would be devastated. Like, devastated. He's not the same player. He's
injured. Well, neither. Hold on, Andrew. Neither was Blake Griffin when he got to Detroit.
Yeah, but come on. Do you really think that Anthony Davis would improve the first overall, and let me say, number one seeded Detroit Pistons? Come on. Like, come on. Why are we trading for Anthony Davis?
So, first of all, I didn't know Kendrick Perkins said anything. Secondly, we're going off Shams Charania story where he's including the Pistons. Look, do I believe it's true? I don't believe it's true. And I think it's coming from sources outside of Detroit. Debt313 on Twitch made a great point. I think this is all from the Mavs. They listed three young teams doing well. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's either the Mavs or the agent. The agent's asking Anthony where he wants to play, and he's like, I want to get out of the West. I want to go to the East. These are three young teams where I think I can go be a difference maker. All that, start thinking about where it's coming from. Mavs trying to get rid of him and trying to raid three young rosters, or Davis's agent wanting to get out of the West and go play for three young teams in the East. That's where I think this is coming from.
Yeah, just trade. This doesn't smell like a Trajan Langdon move to me. I know he's only been here a very short time, but I think they want to do things more measured than that and more responsible than that. This seems like a very irresponsible trade. And sorry, Andrew, there was no disrespect meant towards Blake Griffin. Me, you, and Gator are actually so excited about the Blake Griffin signing or trade that we went to the first game at the Palace, and that place was rocking.
Was it the Palace or was LCA?
LCA, I'm sorry, yes. And so no disrespect was meant. And Blake Griffin did give it his all. Like, he came here with one leg, and he played with one leg.
But that's the point, right? That's what Anthony Davis is in his career.
But the comp was the fact that it was like to make a move for an older, injured, former superstar. I don't want that again. And as much as Blake Griffin gave us all here, and maybe Anthony Davis would do the same, I'm not trying to set this franchise backwards. And I think that's what that would do.
Well, I don't need to hit the fast forward button on the development, right? Like, if you have a trade that makes sense, it puts you over the top. That's fine. This isn't the end of the window. Isn't closing. It's just opening for the Pistons. So I wouldn't, this would feel a little bit more like a move out of sheer desperation. Apparently it is official. According to Adam Schefter, 44-year-old Philip Rivers, who's not played in the NFL since the 2020 COVID season, is signing with the Indianapolis Colts practice squad.
I can't believe this is happening.
I can't either.
He's going to play quarterback for the Colts at some point this year. They're getting him ready.
They're getting him ready to replace Riley Leonard. Philip Rivers has a daughter that's 2 months and 7 days older than Riley Leonard. The quarterback that they're preparing to play Sunday could be Philip Rivers' son. Or his son-in-law.
Did Rivers get there on one of those electric scooters or something? Like, I feel bad for him. If he gets hit,
dude,
which he's going to get hit at some point, but if he gets hit like badly, like a blindside sack, I don't know if he's going to get up.
Right?
Does he have one of those alerts?
What is it?
Yeah. Have fallen? He pushes the button? The training staff comes out?
Honestly, you start thinking about this. What is the problem? Why are they signing a 44-year-old coach? Because too many players get hurt. So what are we going to do? We're going to sign a player that is more prone to injury than maybe any other player in the league. Quarterbacks get hit, man.
I don't know what kind of shape he's in, but he hasn't played since 2020. He's 44 years old. This is complete desperation. I know he's got history with the coaching staff, but
it is complete desperation. All right, do we have the Boris sound?
You sound excited.
Is this him talking about Scooble, or is it just all?
Yeah,
of
it's
that?
Scooble.
All right, here's
all Scooble stuff.
Here's the agent talking about Tarik Scooble.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Google.
We have more.
Sabermetrics. He's a saber-proof tiger. See what he did there? He's so clever, that Scott Boris. There's more? All right. In reference to the Scooby-Doo cartoon, or Scooby and Shaggy and Fred, Daphne, and Velma drove around our community solving mysteries in a van called the Mystery Machine. Scoob's Mystery Machine. My God, Boris is clever. You know, I recant everything I say about him. I want someone that smart and that clever negotiating my contracts. He is damn clever.
How about one more for the road, Doug?
You got more?
Last one for you. All right.
Scuba what? What did he say there? I didn't quite catch that. I don't know what he said. That might be a swing and miss from Boris. Do you know what he said there?
Did he say start? Scuba start? Sark?
I don't know. Let's get back to your phone calls. Dylan is next on 97.1. Hi, Dylan.
How we doing, guys?
Okay.
Good, good. So, yeah, I want to just talk about the whole Anthony Davis thing. And then I remember the last guy I mentioned, you know, Blake Griffin was older. He was beat up, you know, whatever. But at the time, I mean, the Pistons realistically needed Blake Griffin at that time. Now we don't need a old, you know, beat up veteran that's not going to really do much for us. We have an old veteran in Tobias Harris, you know, a power forward, and that guy actually plays, you know.
Yeah.
We have depth. We have a great team. I mean, best in the East. So as far as Anthony Davis, like, realistically, what are we going to give up? Like, what are we going to give up for a 33-year-old guy that could barely get off the bench nowadays? Like, that's really my take. And I don't see a need at all for him when we have depth at the center and the power forward position with, like, you know, guys like Asar Thompson.
Well, it'd be Tobias Harris. It'd have to be Tobias Harris. They'd probably give up the expiring Jaden Ivey contract. I don't know. Ron Holland. Start getting in the ballpark. Like, I don't want to give up anything, and I don't want to take on the money. Like, I don't know that this makes sense on any front.
With you know, I was just looking up, you know, we gave them actually Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, and Boban Marjanovic, right? We gave them guys, the best player we gave them back then was Tobias. And you know, we got Blake Griffin in return. But at that point in time, we needed Blake Griffin to get to the playoffs. And well, now, I mean, we're the number one seed.
You're looking for somebody to put you over the top. I just think it's funny because Lauri Markkanen would be like a similar, you'd have to give up similar things to get Lauri Markkanen. And far less risky. And probably more helpful in terms of on the court. Let's go to Keith in Oxford. You're next. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. Hey, so you're bagging on Phillip Rivers for being 44.
No. I'm scared for him.
Physical. He passed the physical. Hang on. He passed the physical. Ragnow couldn't do that, and Ragnow was only displaced for a year. That's number one. Number two, at the age of 50, I was still jumping out of planes with the Army, so don't bag on us, old guys. Some of us have it, still got it. And I think Rivers could probably maintain them. Is he going to take them to the Super Bowl? Probably not. But could he maintain them and keep their season and get them in the playoffs? Probably.
I have no idea if he can or he can't. But, Keith, it's not bagging on. It's bagging on the situation. The NFL is so far down the road of too many players getting hurt. And I'm not really bad. Oh, did we come across? Do you think we were bagging on him?
Oh, is that Rivers' uncle or something that called in? No, I don't think so. I think we're pointing out the obvious, dude. He hasn't played since 2020. He's 44 years old. The NFL grown man game where young people get hurt all the time. I think we're worried about his safety.
I am worried about, like, he's going to get hit.
Yeah, and he said probably make the playoffs. I wouldn't say probably. Make that bet then. They're desperate right now.
Yeah. And good for him for jumping out of planes. Thank you for your service. I'm not mad at you. Mad at anybody.
But as far as Phillip Rivers is concerned, I think he's got a better chance jumping out of a plane.
Surviving that.
The Myles Garrett, you know, blindside hit.
It's just crazy. Like, and I get mad about the 18th game thing when already too many players get hurt. So I'm, you know, the idea that we are now turning to a guy who's more likely to get hurt than the previous guy speaks to the desperate times that we are in right now. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. A lot of feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. First, about Scott Boras and his, without Scoobs, the Tigers are a mystery machine. He's a saber-proof Tiger. Feedback coming in. Holy hell, do I hate Scott Boras. What a gigantic canoe. That's from Connor. Roy says, does that make the kids in the minors those meddling kids? And then this from an unnamed texter. I bet Velma would have gone out for the seventh.
If a reporter would have said that to Boras, I don't know. I would have lost him.
I would have made that reporter the champ of the year.
Is Velma a crafty lefty, or is she?
Velma would have gone out for the seventh. Oh, that's savage, and it's so painful. From an unnamed texter, I've said it for 3 weeks now, and Dan just said it. It's where the defense starts. Takeaways, we need to win the turnover battle. Yep. Has any other quarterback done what Jalen Hurts did last night, throwing an interception and fumbling on the same play? I don't know if that's ever happened.
Dude, that was crazy because there's a lot of fantasy playoffs on the line right now. Yeah. Whether you get in or not, or maybe you're already in the first round of the playoffs. That was a -4 play.
Yeah.
I think Jalen Hurts finished with mostly regular scoring leagues, like with 1 point last night.
That's
unbelievable. He had a -4 play. Oh, my God.
Could that have ever happened? You throw a pick, picks get returned, pick return, the defensive lineman fumbles, Hurts picks it up and fumbles it right back.
He had 2 turnovers in 1 play.
That game was crazy.
Full of turnovers. I don't know if you watched it at all. It was nuts.
I did. And the funny thing is, Philly can't win all of a sudden. Right now, tell me I'm wrong, Lions fans feel better about their team than the 2 Super Bowl combatants from last year. Philly fans, Kansas City fans. Tell me I'm wrong. 248-539-9797. Don's a Novi and next. What's up, Don?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Okay, hey, listen, I was just listening to y'all talk about Montgomery and Griggs, man. I think, man, y'all need to use both of them backs equally, man, because, one, Montgomery, he busts that defense up, man, and give it air for Griggs to do his thing, man, and that's what you need. I seen it did Sunday. You seen Chicago. You can't tell me Chicago backs are better than our backs, man. Did you see Chicago backs doing that to Green Bay? Green Bay couldn't stop them. Green Bay couldn't stop them. Couldn't stop the run for nothing, but they were stopping our run. Why is that?
Well, I mean, I think Green Bay played a better game. It might be because Chicago's was better up front than Detroit was in the Green Bay game.
I will agree with that, but what I'm saying is still with Montgomery, he can handle that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Griggs is all that up between the tackles. I'd rather be in 2nd and 5 than 1st and 13 any day. Because that offensive line, like you say, we can't depend on that offensive line, man.
How are they, just out of curiosity, how are they ending up in 1st and 13?
Because Griggs gets caught behind the line of scrimmage a lot on 1st down. That's how. And it turns into like, 2nd and 13. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. But Montgomery, it's just the opposite.
So
2nd and 5. Which one would you rather be?
Well, I'd obviously rather be in 2nd and 5, but I think that you're drawing a correlation that Montgomery gets you in 2nd and 5 more than Gibbs is probably a false premise, but you know, Lions average 4 yards a carry against Green Bay. Chicago averaged 4.3. Yeah, they were better. They were slightly better. I would argue they probably had a better game up front. Look, I'm not saying get rid of Montgomery. They just put 44 points up on a Dallas team that was supposed to shut down the Lions' run game. I'm okay with their use of their players.
You know, Doug, I too agree they should give the ball to Griggs less often.
I asked Paul, did he refer to him as Griggs the entire time he screened the call?
Yeah,
no one did. Oh,
off the air, did he call him Griggs?
He said yes.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, look, I like that people go to battle for their guy. It's just, when you lose, people go, well, what happened? And if you give the ball to Montgomery more than Gibbs, the kind of season Gibbs is having, there might be, there are going to be times, there are going to come Sundays where Gibbs isn't as effective as Montgomery. But the way this has been trending, I understand why Gibbs is getting more opportunity. Brian on a cell, you're on 97.1. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's up, man? So I was going to talk about the Anthony Davis. I get why they're interested in him. He would be a good player, but for the Pistons, it doesn't make sense money-wise or injury-wise. And you were talking about football. I do think the Lions have a better shot because I don't think the Chiefs or the Eagles will be going to the playoffs. And then lastly, I don't know if you eat Chick-fil-A, but I got distracted by some commercial that you guys were playing. They said now they're offering like a 30-pound bucket of chicken nuggets. That's too much.
I didn't hear that. You say we got a commercial with Chick-fil-A offering a 30-pound bucket?
Yeah, there was a Chick-fil-A commercial. It was like, oh, if you're going to family for the holiday, pick up our 30-pound chicken nugget bucket. Like, who's going to eat 30 pounds of chicken nuggets?
It's 30 count.
It's 30 count, yeah. Not 30 pound.
Oh, 30 count. I thought he said 30 pounds. Who's going to eat 30 pounds of chicken nuggets?
I love it.
We went from Griggs to 30 pounds?
Brian, yeah, it's 30 count, not 30 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the best brownie to me is the Ghirardelli brownies.
Okay. Well, yesterday was National Brownie Day. I'd argue my
you know what?
Candy cane brownie is as good as any. Sorry, go ahead, Rico.
I actually thought it said 30 pounds the first time I heard
Did you really? You heard it's not the same
I
thing.
Was like, 30 pounds? How are you making any money off this?
Think about how much that would cost.
Right,
30 pounds of chicken nuggets. What is that, like 3,500 chicken nuggets?
I was just like, wow. No, he's not the only one. At first, I was like, can't be 30 pounds.
All right. Well, have a great show. We're short on time.
Tiger, Scott Boras. There you go.
There you go. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Gators back tomorrow, and we'll have the whole gang back for the rest of the week. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.